You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
So starting on the 15th of April, the Israeli occupation army and police raided Al-Aqsa Mosque in occupied East Jerusalem on a daily basis under the justification of providing protection to provocative visits by thousands of illegal Israeli settlers and right-wing figures. So the Israeli army actually has wounded hundreds of Palestinians, including journalists, and arrested hundreds more. What happened was not only in Al-Aqsa Mosque, so in the Easter week as well, a very similar incident happened attacks happened against Christian Palestinian worshippers who were trying to get to the church and celebrate the Easter.
This has been happening for some time in the Middle East. There's a very large, vocal, extreme fundamentalist Zionist groups, Israeli groups. These are Jewish extremists within Israel that believe that they want to take back the area on which Dome of the Rock is built, citing that this area, you know, had previously been built on an ancient Jewish temple. So what has happened over the last, you know, decade or so is that they're quite hardline Jewish extremists, as I said, and they have representation in government, in the current government, which has given them a little bit of, I guess, sense of power and sense of legitimacy. And they have been going into the Dome of the Rock grounds, into the Temple Mount during festive seasons, or Ramadan, for example, when Muslims are trying to pray, as a way of exerting their presence there and trying to strengthen their claim over this territory. So it's particularly, I mean, this is particularly kind of flagrant actions. It's really disrespectful to the Muslim community. And of course, the Israeli army then comes in under the premise of needing to protect these extremist Jewish Zionists, and they end up beating peaceful Palestinian worshippers, you know, old men, youth, women. And that's what's been happening and unfolding over the last couple of weeks. Not only that, Christian Palestinians from the Orthodox churches, who have been also celebrating Easter at this time, they've been denied access into the Holy Sepulchre to mark their celebrations. And this is, again, is a pattern that has been going on for a long time now. And some people have called it the ethnic cleansing of Palestinian Christians. And last year, the patriarch of several churches put out a statement and issued a campaign criticizing these same Israeli Zionist groups from attacking Christian sites as well. So there's real danger here from these radical right-wing groups. These are groups that get together, by the way, and when they march, they frequently march and they chant "Death to Arabs." Right? These are right-wing Zionist extremists, and unfortunately, they have support within the current government of Israel.
Do you believe the nature of, because I believe there's three religious events that have all sort of crossed over this time, with that happening and with that being said, do you think that's caused the sort of extreme level of violence that's been going on?
I think this should have been actually an opportunity to show actually the beauty of each of these religions. And this has always been the case in Palestine, by the way, pre the occupation, before the occupation. Let me start talking about actually the Al-Aqsa specifically. What does it actually, how do Palestinians perceive Al-Aqsa? So Al-Aqsa Mosque has always been at the heart of popular struggle in Palestine, as well as at the center of Israeli policies. The Al-Aqsa Mosque is located in the old city of occupied Jerusalem. And this place is considered one of the holiest sites for all Muslims. It has a very special place in Islam. It has been mentioned in the Holy Quran and frequently mentioned in the hadith or the sayings of Prophet Muhammad. For Palestinians, the significance of Al-Aqsa, however, has gained additional meaning due to the Israeli occupation. So Palestinians, both Muslims and Christians, do not perceive Al-Aqsa Mosque as a place of worship only. It's actually a symbol of their dignity, a symbol of their struggle, a symbol of their right to speak freely, to defend themselves, to the right to exist, actually. So for Palestinians, throughout the years, the Israelis have targeted actually Palestinians' mosques, churches, and even other holy sites. But now, actually, it's becoming more tense. And I think one of the reasons is because, again, it it has a context to it, actually. It's not just about attacking these holy places for Palestinians, but it's also the whole, actually, context is becoming more of the idea behind it is evacuating the old city of Jerusalem from its Palestinian, indigenous Palestinian residents.
Really, this is about a form of kind of ethnic kind of cleansing in a way. It's part of a strategy to get, you know, Palestinian Christians and Muslims outside of Jerusalem to consolidate it as a kind of Jewish city, which is so unfortunate because it has always been the center of a traditional migration routes and pilgrimage routes. And it's been a city that traditionally has always celebrated different faiths. You know, my father, who grew up in Jerusalem, he from a Christian Syriac Orthodox Christian family, had Muslim classmates and neighbors and Jewish classmates. Amazing. When he was at school, they didn't differentiate between them. You know, my dad would observe some of the Ramadan festivities with his Muslim childhood friends, as well as Passover. Unfortunately, now this is becoming more and more fraught as the Israeli kind of settler colonial project keeps getting entrenched. Yeah. And it's true, just to mention what Ahmed said about the Dome of the Rock, you know, as a Palestinian Christian, when I've visited Jerusalem and been invited in very warmly, by the way, into the Dome of the Rock to visit, you know, that particular mosque. I mean, it is a beautiful mosque, you know, and it's a place of great beauty and meditative kind of peace. You know, and when you go in there, even when it's not the times of prayer, you see people just lounging around or under the trees there or inside just sitting and contemplating. But the architecture of the actual mosque is really beautiful. And that's why it holds a special place for all Palestinians, not just Muslims, but Christians as well, because it's a wonderful building with a lot of historical kind of an architectural beauty. Yeah.
And if we just move into the petition a little that you are both involved with. So what does this petition suggest that New Zealand should do?
So this petition actually is about what we can do to protect human rights. Palestine, actually, by the way, or the issue of Palestine, it's not a Palestinian issue, it's not a Muslim issue, it's not a Christian issue, it's a human rights issue. We see people, regardless of their race, regardless of their religion, people, these are human beings being humiliated. Apartheid policies are being practiced on daily basis against those people. We have seen we have seen actually a few international reports, but the recent one, the last one, was the report of Amnesty International highlighting and how dangerous the apartheid reality in Palestine is. So through this petition, actually, we're trying to call on the New Zealand government to condemn the recent Israeli aggression against peaceful Palestinian worshippers and protesters. New Zealand has always had an ethical, principled stance on human rights issues all around the world. And recently, we have seen a great, actually, position that New Zealand has taken on the Russian invasion of Ukraine. We're just, you know, we're trying to call on New Zealand to have a similar principled ethical position on the Israeli apartheid and on the Israeli attacks against Palestinians. Israel is an occupying power, a power in Palestine, according to the international law. So they have some responsibilities or few responsibilities in regards to this. Unfortunately, as we have seen in the past, Israel has been actually ignoring the responsibilities and ignoring the reports and calls and resolutions by the United Nations and other international organizations. And with this, actually, with this attitude towards international law, Israel is just going nowhere and provoking more violence, provoking more more unrest every day.
One of the things I think we saw also following the March 15th mosque attacks here in New Zealand was the incredible sensitivity, the incredible dignity that the leadership in this country extended to Muslim communities here in New Zealand, the kind of graciousness with which communities here were dealt with, and also the insistence, New Zealand's insistence on the rights of human beings to be able to practice religion in safety. Yeah. And so what we, what, you know, I don't, I maybe New Zealanders don't realize how powerful that that was, the way that New Zealand with Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern, the kind of message that sent out to people around the world, not just Muslims, but people of faith around the world. And what we're seeing now happening in the occupied territories and in Jerusalem is really a trampling of kind of that message. So that's why we were asking on the New Zealand government to, just as they extended a kind of sense of dignity to the community here, the Muslim community here in New Zealand, that was feeling marginalized, that was feeling, you know, at a time of suffering really, and extending that hand and supporting them, we are asking the government to similarly extend that kind of hand and that support, that kind of dignity to the Palestinian worshippers, whether they're Muslim or Christian, that are living under occupation in the Palestinian occupied territories. That's kind of what we want.
Where can they go to find the petition?
Been posted on the our Action Station website. It currently has 875 signatures. We're looking to about 1,000, and then we're planning on actually printing it out and submitting it to a member of parliament so that we can officially submit it to the Parliament of New Zealand.
Do you think what happened has been slightly brushed under the rug by mainstream media here in New Zealand? At least I know it wasn't.
We're not quite sure why that happens. You know, often the conflict in Israel-Palestine is often framed as a kind of conflict between Jews, Zionist Christians, and Muslims versus Muslims, right? Whereas we Palestinians don't see it that way. We see it as Israel as a settler colonial program and project that is impacting not only on Palestinian Muslim rights, but also Palestinian Christian rights. And one of the reasons why we think maybe this issue is often overlooked is because of the large and very powerful Zionist Christian lobby that is in the US and also in Australia. And maybe that has an impact on the way some of these issues gets reported or overlooked. We suspect that that might be the case. But maybe, Charlie, that's a question for the New Zealand media as well. Maybe we should be asking them why is it that there seems to be some bias when it comes to the reporting of events, particularly when it seems to impact on Palestinians as victims of occupation, ongoing occupation. Ahmed, what do you think?
Yeah, I completely agree, Rand. And recently, actually, I have seen since the start of Ramadan, because basically these attacks actually became strongest about 4 weeks ago at the start of Ramadan. I have seen actually a couple of articles on New Zealand's media and social media talking about the issue. However, most of these reports were coming from international media. And I would say it was, unfortunately, most of them coming from well-known biased international media. And it was basically copy-paste from these, you know, mainstream media. So I don't know what exactly the reason is. Is it like, you know, or the media in New Zealand is not really appreciating how important, how central this issue is or this human rights issue is to people around the world? Or is it maybe a kind of lack of awareness of the sensitivity of this issue, or of the reality of this issue? Again, you know, talking about the articles that were published on New Zealand media, the bias was very clear, trying to condemn the victim, actually, or blaming the victim for being who they are, although that the issue actually is usually, you know, media try to say, well, it's not very clear, it's a sensitive issue, so we don't know how to report it, but it's very clear. It's basically peaceful people under occupation and the usual traditional colonization and occupation practices are being practiced against them. I think as media or media channels in New Zealand and all over the world have to put some efforts to gain a better understanding and try to deliver more objective and balanced reporting on the Palestinian issue.
That was from our segment in collaboration with our Action Station. Ahmed Sadeh and Rand Hazou were speaking about their petition on the NZ government to condemn the recent Israeli violence towards Palestinian worshippers at their holy sites.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.